Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
This is why you should be prepared, Pastor.
Well, I was prepared. Okay. 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 I just had myself on a different level here. Okay. I thought I had the right thing up, but I didn't. I had something else.
Well, amen. Do we have it up?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Praise be Him.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, we have a special request for a song. And I believe this is a Swedish band, okay? The name of the band is called Volbeat, okay? And the song is for, I can't really pronounce it, but I'll spell it, okay? E-V-I-G-H-T. Evit? Okay? So here we go. This goes out for producer Calvin that requested the song.
Mary, your lamplight is burning low. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. It's better forever. I try to remember. Come home. Memory, you gave me another note. A voice that is endless. Bring it on home.
Baby, baby, baby.
That was for Eva by Volby for Producer Calvin.
Out of the shadows, bound for the gallows, a dead man walking, to love came calling.
Check them out more. Amen. But thank you, Producer Calvin, for suggesting that song. All right. Well, let's get into the message. The first message for tonight, okay, is a devotional called The Loving Family. Now, see, loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. See, we are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. And as believers, we must be constantly tapped into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. So may you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. You see, one of the most direct examples of the kingdom of God on earth is the family unit. See, God longs to use the love between family members to tell the world of his love as the creator and father of all. As believers, we must choose to continually love, forgive, help, and pursue strong relationships with those God has given us as our family. See, you're not a member of your family by mistake. Psalms 139:13 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." See, God formed you perfectly for your family. He had plans for you and your family before the formation of the heavens and the earth. He has placed your family on the earth intentionally and purposely. He has incredible plans for a family that will pursue love for each other and walk in his eternal purposes. Your Heavenly Father knows the follies of your family. He knows their weaknesses, trials, and temptations, but he also wants to empower you with grace to love them. He longs to use you to restore your family to him so that you might experience the wonders of God-filled family relationship. Scripture is filled with commandments about family unit. Exodus 20:12 says, "Honor your father and your mother, and that your days may be long, and the land of the Lord your God is giving you." Ephesians 5:22 says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as the Lord." And later in Ephesians 5:25 it says, "Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." In Proverbs 17:6 says, "Grandchildren are crown of the age, and the glory of children is their father's." 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and the worse than an unbeliever." And Leviticus 25:35 says, "If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and sojourner. He shall live with you." God clearly values the family unit. The commands of Scripture are not suggestions based on how your family has treated you in the past. They are loving commands from your Lord, who has the absolute best plan in store for you behind every word. See, God knows that there are wounds from your family. He knows that loving them can be difficult, especially when your love isn't reciprocated. But he is calling you to a lifestyle of grace, love for those he has specifically given to you. He will provide for you all the courage, strength, power, and grace you need. He longs to help you love your family into restoration. Have patience with them, pray constantly for them, and love them as your Lord Jesus has loved you passionately, faithfully, and gracefully. So first, meditate on God's command to love your family. Allow Scripture to influence the way you view the importance of your loving family. Exodus 20:12 says, "Honor your father and your mother, that the days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you." Secondly, pray for your family. Pray for each family member specifically and ask God to meet and bless them. As you pray for them, allow the Lord to fill you with fill you with the knowledge of how he feels about them. Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying at all the times in the Spirit with the prayer and supplication to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So thirdly, ask God to empower you to love your family well today. Ask him to give you a creative way to love them. Pursue forgiveness in your heart as well as with your family. God will help you do what you have felt is impossible. He will fill you in strength to love your family well. Okay? Philippians 4:13, most famous verse, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So as you grow in your pursuit of loving your family well, look to Jesus as your model. He loved all those around him perfectly. Sometimes he would speak to truth and love. Other times he would rest with those who simply needed to be around him. Other times he would provide, okay, their physical needs. The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom into exactly how to love your family if you will open your heart and ask him for it. May your family be blessed by the love of God working through you today. I highly suggest that you would read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, that's the first message. Now, that brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Excuse me, folks. Okay, I've got a sneeze. Excuse me. So, if you're tired of walking aimlessly through life, not knowing where to go or which way is up or down, okay, you're lost but needing to be found. Okay, or maybe you suffer from depression or some sort of anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as an addiction, as to drugs or alcohol. Okay? Okay? Or sexual immorality, or gambling, or overeating, or internet, gaming, whatever the addiction may be, you see, the Lord can take that away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he does not know you, he cannot do anything for you. So that brings me to the question is, are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior tonight? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he keep you highly favored. Well, we've got some callers on the line. Some have pressed the one key and some have not. Uh, let me take this one call from area code 111 and find out who it may be. Hello, 111.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor Kent. But no, thank you tonight. We got one more caller from Johnny. I believe it's Johnny Longfeather. Let me bring him on. Hello, Johnny Longfeather. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Kenneth. I'm doing very well. Thank you for sharing that devotional. I'm very appreciative to Bishop Don Cornelius, who was able to share the text of it with me ahead of time so I could follow along to enhance my reading comprehension. Thank you, Bishop Don, for that contribution.
Amen. All righty. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the devotional, and we're going to go on with further on with the show. So sit back and listen and enjoy for the rest of the
show. Are there any other calls?
No. No. I've already taken the callers and pressed the one key. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's go in with some more music. Okay. Okay. Let's go with a song here.
When I cannot breathe, fears on my chest, the weight of the world on me. Everything's crashing down, everything I know. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember you.
I can't stop thinking about you. Continue with Exodus right where we left off last night. So if you want to read along, feel free. If you just want to sit back and listen, do so. And the Lord said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." So he went and he met him on the mountain of God and kissed him. So Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders for the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then he did the signs in the sight of the people. So the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." So they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please, let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with a sword." The king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor." Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labors." So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and you shall lie on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, then they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words.'" And the taskmaster of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourselves straw where you can find it, yet none of your work will be reduced." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw, and the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, "Fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw." Also the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, "Why are you dealing thus with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants, and they say to us, 'Make brick.' And indeed, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he said, "You are idle, idle. Therefore you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Therefore go now and work, for no straw shall be given you. Yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble. After it was said, you shall not reduce any bricks from your daily quota. Then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hands to kill us. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither you or I have delivered your people at all. The Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of this land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. So, I'm going to take you just a little farther down, give you a word of worship before I head out this evening. Today I want to go from Psalms 18, 27, 29. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. And just words of wisdom, just something to take to heart. Read it as you will. Hear it as you will. Because like I've said a million times, you can read 10 men a sentence. Not one of them will hear it the same. So tonight we're going to go with Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, you slugger. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for having me again. I hope you enjoyed these few minutes that I spend with you each night. Here at Rainbow Minute, God's Rainbow Ministries, we just want to bring his word to your ear.
Amen. Thank you, Tony. That was a wonderful reading, okay, from Exodus chapter 4, verses 27 to 31. Amen. All righty. Yeah, we're going to be in Exodus for a little bit. So I hope you don't mind Exodus. It's one of the five books of the Torah. Okay? All right. Well, let's go with some more music here.
This is my worship. Thank you.
a request for a song by Hank Williams. Okay? Okay, it's called I Saw the Light.
Oh, my sins are Coming down the line, leading off the train.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that song there, Long Black Train. Amen. Yeah, I haven't played that song in a long time. I don't know why either. Well, this gets me down to the final message. It's a prophetic message for today, and this goes out to those who need it the most, and you know who you are. The Father says today, quiet your thoughts. Okay, the thoughts of the natural mind will always track toward penury and disappointment. Relinquish the natural way of thinking and adopt my mind, the Christ mentality this day, and you will come to a place of rest deeper than you've ever known. The pharaohs in this life and the spirit of the world will always expect you to make bricks without straw, to labor all your life with nothing to show for it. That is not my plan for you. The silver is mine, the gold is mine. The trees of the field from which the currencies of the earth are printed belong to me, and it is my good pleasure to remember and step into your life. Okay, no more waiting on some ethereal false hope to make your ship come in. Act now in wealth consciousness, where the wealth of this world is laid up for all those who connect with and partner with the reality of my lordship, even over these mundane things. So keep sowing, says God. Wait patiently for the fruit of your faithfulness. The seed of your faith, believing, will come out of the verdant soil you have planted in. Don't dig it up to check on it. Just rest. Rest in faith and rest in cruelty of my promise. The harvest is great. The storehouse will be full. Your wine presses will overrun. The souls are coming in abundance, and I would that you serve me without the distraction or lack or not having enough. Reject the poverty mentality. Poverty has become a religious idol. Tear it down. I place no premium on not having enough. I am the God who is more than enough, and more than enough is what I have for you. Believe it. Accept it as your portion this day, says God. Okay, amen. Well, like I said, this goes out to you. Amen. Well, now I'm going to bring Tony on. He's going to give you the closing prayer. Okay, and we'll play a song to close out.
Bless all of you this evening who came, who heard, who learned, who listened. Those of you who just came, sat back, and listened to the music and maybe just skipped the Bible parts. We want to bless you all. We want you to remember that here at God Rainbow Ministries, we love you, we care about you, we don't know who you are or what you are, but we love you all. And I want to send a special shout out to somebody who said he's producer Calvin in the chat room tonight. You guys in the chat room, enjoyed you all. May you all sleep well tonight. Know that you are loved, you're cared for, and may your day tomorrow be as bright as ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm gonna close this out, okay, with a song. Here we go.
Love letter in the
all my listeners on the link. Okay, may you all have a blessed night tonight. Sleep well, okay, and ready for TGIF Day. Amen, because the weekend will bring in more happiness and love. Amen. So may God be with you, okay? Walk with God, okay? Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Amen. Good night.